It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. As you may know, Labor and the Coalition are on a crusade of madness to dramatically increase the population of Australia. They say this is good for the country, but on an economic, cultural and environmental basis, this is complete nonsense. I've added my comments to the writings of Crispin Hull. The Treasury Home Affairs Report on immigration seems to have based its evidence and reasoning upon its conclusion that high immigration is a good thing. On the report's own figures, current high immigration will produce an extra 1.1% of total GDP. Given that 190,000 immigrants a year is just a tad under 1%, that does not make for very much increase in GDP per person, and that is on Treasury's optimistic and economics-only view. The economic gain per person is negligible and, frankly, not worth this risky experiment. The underlying economic equation, though, remains inescapable. If you increase population by 2% a year, which is what's happening in Australia, you have to double your infrastructure effort, not just increase it by 2%. This is because infrastructure, including roads, stadiums, hospitals, bridges and the like, on average last about 50 years. This means you have to replace 2% of it every year just to mark time. If you add 2% population growth, you have to add another 2%, in effect doubling the infrastructure requirement just to mark time. This is why people are screaming. There are few economies of scale here. When a school is full, you have to build a whole new one, and indeed, there are diseconomies of scale. If you use a road to capacity, it gets clogged and people waste time in traffic. Treasury concentrates on income and tax and virtually ignores stresses on capital, and it also ignores the environment. It ignores the replacement of agricultural land with housing and whether we have enough water. It ignores the social cost of forcing people into apartments. It ignores the morality of reducing Australia's capacity to export food as more will be consumed here. The rising tide of resentment has little to do with race, religion, refugees, or human rights. It is about raw numbers and the value of our culture. A lot of the increase in GDP from higher population comes from higher price of goods and services that become scarcer, not from higher standards of living. GDP is a warped measurement, as it does not measure well-being. If higher GDP is the best argument for continuing the massive immigration intake, it is a very poor one, even if you believe the economic modelling that produced it. The fact that immigration is virtually the only Abbott policy call that Malcolm Turnbull has not buckled to, or the News Limited press has not supported, shows the strength of the lobby groups that profit from it. Australia would be a better place if Turnbull and Shorten agreed with Abbott on immigration. But no, the big Ponzi schemers among miners, developers, retailers and transport operators who benefit from more immigrants at the expense of the existing population have both sides of politics in their hands. Unemployment is stuck at 5.6%. In other OECD countries with lower population growth, the unemployment rate is falling as the world recovers from the Great Recession. However, watch out, because the stage is now set for another and much larger recession, and maybe that's part of this super Ponzi scheme. Keep a nice pool of unemployed around to dampen labour demand and keep wages low. High immigration is not doing the vast majority of Australians any good, and the rising tide of resentment is driven by common sense. It is about raw numbers. It is about house prices, congestion, and health and education pressures, and the ability of this dry continent to cope. Unless mainstream parties listen, this nation is destined for trouble. And it's about time politicians started to listen to the people, or we will vote in someone to drain our own putrid swamp. You bet we will, because Australian politics is now a basket case of deceivers, cheats and duplicity. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.